Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Tonight, we talk Gotham. It is Tuesday, February 17th. We're going to be talking about the Monday night episode called The Blind Fortune Teller that aired on Fox. And alongside of me, I got my other host to my right side, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Nothing much, Mike. I'm excited to talk about this episode.
Holy shnikey balls. Let's talk this episode. Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to give it a 9.
See, I would have given this a 10.
Yeah, we can't agree on anything.
Yeah, see, tonight I was redeemed with Sleepy Hollow. People, if you love the show Sleepy Hollow, you need to listen to our earlier podcast. We just, same thing, we recapped the recent episode, and I was redeemed. This episode of Gotham, holy schnacka balls. This is what I call a goulash of an episode, because you get a little bit of everybody in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I like. We got little Catwoman and Ivy. Can we talk about that first?
Let's jump into Barbara.
Yeah, let's talk about Barbara.
Snatch face.
I love that. I loved her walking into her apartment and going, Jim, thinking that was him. And you got Ivy and Catwoman there.
Eating cereal and peanut butter.
Yeah. And she's got this look on their face, and they're scared. And she just grabs the cereal and sits down.
I'm telling you.
I was like, that is cool.
She's cool. Bonkers. No, it just shows to you that she's still bonkers. Look, she comes into the house looking like she went out on the town.
Look like she came in there high as kite.
She didn't seem like she was in rehab, you know?
No.
You know,
she
so.
Wasn't in rehab. You were wrong about rehab.
No.
Didn't go to rehab.
Hell no. So she goes to the house and she sees them and she starts hanging out. And I guess she wants to be a cool, like the cool chick, because then later on she's trying clothes on for Jim and getting little mini Cat and little mini Ivy's opinion on what to wear. I'm like, really? Like, this is what you're trying to get Jim Gordon back. You have no clue what he might have a chick on the side already. And you're asking for clothes advice from two street kids. Barbara.
That's a thing girls do. No matter if you're young or old, that's what we do.
No, Amy, if you were to come into your house and you see two street kids eating your food, your boyfriend's not there, the girl just told you your boyfriend dropped his keys off, the first thing out of my mouth would have been like, how and why are you in my house then?
But hasn't Barbara already met Catwoman?
I don't remember. Maybe they did when they knew that she had seen something. I don't know. I can't remember. Either way, Barbara's and I don't get me wrong. Was it cool that she was cool to Ivy and Kat? Yes, but it just shows you that she's still unbalanced. I think Barbara is just an idiot. And my favorite part.
She's gonna be unbalanced when she walked in on Jim. And
I tweeted
the good doc.
I took a picture of that and I tweeted it last night, and that was probably. There were so many good parts in this episode, but that was probably my favorite part. Now, let me tell you, people that are tuning in for the first time to Gotham, if you listen to our other Gotham episodes, I'm a fan. I was a fan of Barbara. But then when she put that ultimatum on Jim and started telling him stuff and started telling his secrets and just started being a snatch face, and then she wants to get mad right now. You see her face, but after – do we not forget that she freaking messed around with her ex-girlfriend, right? And then went back to her ex-girlfriend's house again, and her ex-girlfriend, Montoya, whatever her name is, had to say, you know what, you're still crazy and you're still doing drugs and you're drinking. This is not a good thing. Like, she wants to get mad. You can't be mad at Jim for getting a hot doctor.
Yeah.
But it was just awesome. It was freaking awesome to see her go in there and see the freaking them making out. Not just like kissing a little bit. They were mugging down. They were about to have some babies. I love it.
Okay, another thing that I loved, we get to see the Graysons.
Yes. Robin. Robin's family.
Yeah, Robin's parents.
Mm-hmm. Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that whole beginning, I'm telling you, the first six to seven minutes was like, you're just like system overload of like awesome shit. It was just like, what?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. And I stopped and I was like, holy crap balls. This is only like the first six minutes of the episode. And we're already seeing stuff. But yeah, it was cool to see the parents and the whole circus story and everything else. So that was good to see. And I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was like, "Where's Robin? Robin, where are you at?" But I guess he's not born yet, right? I guess because
yeah, he's not born yet. Yeah. He's younger than Batman. Remember?
Yeah, he is. So I was like, "Where is he? Where is he?" And then I was like, "Wait a second." And at the end, when their parents, I was like, "Oh, that must be the parents." And okay, I got it. So I was hoping to see.
Fine reasons.
You know what? It would have been cool to see a baby Robin, maybe.
It would have, but I liked how it was their families are feuding.
True.
And then that's how, you know, they got together. I like that.
Yeah, that was cool. That was it's like, yeah. like a Romeo and Juliet, a circus yeah, Romeo like and Juliet. That. And speaking of the circus, yeah. The Joker.
Yes. And oh my gosh. Okay, I am a big fan of this kid. I don't know his name, but I've seen him in a couple of things. I've seen him in like a YouTube series and then a movie called Prom.
Well, rumor has it. I saw it online, and actually, when I tweeted out that I was excited to see this because I was excited for the Joker, someone said that this kid plays in a series called Shameless. I think it's either on Showtime or Stars or whatever. One of my friends, DJ Penetrate, watches it and says it's a great show. And apparently this kid is in the show and he plays like a depressed kind of mental case when he gets pissed off. He's apparently really good. I don't know who his name is. Yeah, maybe we should have looked him up.
We will. We'll look him up. But I enjoy his acting. I'm a big book. I love books. And so I really like the Vampire Academy series. Mm-hmm. And he was the only one that was great in the movie. Don't get me wrong, I liked the movie, but he made the movie for me. So I am super excited that he's going to be the Joker.
Well, and rumor has it there's something
to see more of him.
Now, I did look on the Facebook page of Gotham Addicts. Now, there's some peeps that we follow, and they're always retweeting our stuff. They got a Facebook page, and they got a group page that if you love Gotham, you can join it. And I saw something online where someone was saying something that the TV peeps are making it look – they might be making it look like this guy is the Joker, but he's really not. I don't know.
That would be, well, the Joker's a serial killer. What? So I'm not sure if the Joker killed his mother first, like Jason, but, yeah.
Yeah. I think, who cares? I think it's gotta be the Joker because the laugh and just everything. I mean, that whole scene,
his face, he had the face.
Yeah. That whole interrogation scene with Jim and him. And when he switches the switch and turns into his self. I mean, I was just like, it's just like the way he was talking. Just remind me of Heath Ledger from The Dark Knight with a little bit of Jack Nicholson in there as well.
Yeah.
But the kid, kudos. I don't know who he did such a great job. I'm going to find out who he is. I'm going to start following him on Twitter. He's got a fan.
I'm looking it up. You keep talking.
He's got a fan here with us. I thought he did a great job because I was wondering, I was going to be on the fence. I was like, the Joker's a big, and those are some big shoes to fill, you know? So, mm-hmm. So kudos. That was probably one of my favorite parts is that whole interrogation scene, and everything else. I did definitely like the blind fortune teller. He was, Tio. I don't know if you ever watch, Breaking Bad. Did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
He was that the fortune teller's the Theo that was in the wheelchair that hit the bell. Ding 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 ding. That's him. Did you know that?
Yeah. It is him. It is.
Internet, I apologize for her pause because
I told her didn't I just say that I was looking up.
Amy cannot read and talk at the same time. She can and I'm being totally if she's looking something online. That's why she was telling me to keep talking because if I'm like Amy,
last name, but his first name is Cameron.
See, she has no idea what she's doing. Okay, yeah, okay. Anyways,
no idea what Mike's talking about right now. So
he's in Breaking Bad, and he's also in Scarface with Al Pacino. He plays the quiet dude that's got gets sent from Colombia to kill the government people, and Scarface is like, I'm not killing women and children. Never mind. But you've seen Scarface, right, Amy?
No.
You've never seen Scarface, Al Pacino?
No.
Wow.
But I know there's a horse head in the bed.
That's, oh my God, that is not Scarface.
That's The Godfather.
That's The Godfather. Okay, we're going to move on. Let's talk about a little Bruce. Goes into Bruce Enterprises and owns all those board members. Like, he goes in there, yes, and like,
he does. I love how, I just love, oh, I love it.
Yeah, Bruce was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck all y'all. And Alfred's just sitting there watching.
They were playing like he was a kid. Well, of course, this is your company. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, you don't need to. Oh, honey, don't worry about that. Blah, blah. And then he was like, blah, 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 and their faces.
Oh, he's no joke. And I can't wait to see.
I loved before they went when Alfred was like, well, when we're running for our lives.
Oh, I know.
don't blame me.
Because Alfred knows, and I think Bruce knows too, that you're gonna start, shaking some cages. There's gonna be some. I mean, you're messing with. I mean, it's obvious that Bruce is definitely digging into some territory you probably don't want to dig in. But like Alfred says, once Master Bruce makes up his mind, it's too late. But I just loved how he just owned all of them there. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. I definitely loved how this episode started with the penguin. The penguin, his mom singing. We don't see a lot of the penguin. We only see a little bit in this. But I'm cool with that because, like I said, we get a little bit of everything in this episode. That's why it was so awesome. I loved how the penguin killed we don't know if he killed him, but he definitely hurt somebody with a bottle for booing at his mom, which was just awesome. And then that's the beginning. And then at the end of this episode, just to get another dash of the penguin, Victor shows up with Butch. And you and I have been fans of Butch.
Love Butch.
It kind of hurt my heart seeing Butch dancing like a little monkey.
Yep. He's a puppet now.
Now, let me ask you a question. Butch is a tough dude. Okay, he shot his friend in the car. Okay, he's hardcore. Do you think Butch gave in and he's doing it he's faking and he's going to trick Penguin and get Fish Mooney's club back? Or do you think Victor really did a number on him?
I hope he's faking.
I hope so too, but
I hope he's man enough to be like, okay, I've got to do this to, save my life. So let's go ahead and fake this bitch.
I hope he's, to me, that sounds like old Butch, but it hurt my heart. I was like, Butch, don't dance like a monkey. Don't do it. You're better than that.
But Victor,
he's a bad dude. So, I would definitely not want to go down an alley in a dark night seeing Victor.
No.
My wife,
even if I didn't know who he was, still just the way he looks, if I was, out. Even with a group of people, and we were walking down the alley, and he was walking towards us, we would turn around. I would turn around.
My wife, she said, because she had the baby, and I was taking my notes for Gotham, and she was like, he reminds me of, there was Victor, and she was like, he reminds me of Krug. Is it Krug? I think it's Krug from Despicable Me. The movie Despicable Me, you know what I'm talking about, Amy? The Minions?
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't watched that one either.
Okay, internet, Gotham fans, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my gosh, Amy. You don't even know. You've never watched Scarface. You never watched Despicable Me. Do you know who Fish Mooney is? Do you remember her?
Yes.
Okay.
And I kicked ass in this episode.
Yes, she did. She had her own little story, too. And you were right. You had mentioned in the last night's episode that maybe we were trying to figure out what was going on in this basement of captives. And you kind of mentioned, hey, maybe they're harvesting body parts, and that's what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So that's a good call on you. I felt bad for number 57 that took a beating, a deathly beating, to prove a point. Now,
did he know that was going to happen? That's what I feel bad. Do you know if they call your number and they don't give Fish what she wants, do you know that you're going to end up dead?
I think
he
knew.
Or does that – well, they know now, obviously.
No. Okay, who do you think? What are you asking? Who knew? I can know. Do you think number 57 knew?
Like, do you think this guy knew? Like, yeah.
No, I think he knew.
Okay.
I think he knew because when he raised his hand slowly, I think he knew. Like, and I think Fish's way of coming up to him and kissing him on the forehead was like a cool way of saying thank you and a respect because he basically laid down his life and took a beating to death for them. So I'm curious to see who this manager is. Who this person is, because this person's got to have some serious balls if he's just kidnapping all types of people.
I thought the way they played it out, it looked like they were under Penguin's club because you could still hear his mother singing when they went down to him or down to Fish.
You think they're underneath the club?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't think they are, but that's what they kind of played it out as. Maybe they had that music flow.
Maybe in Amy's world.
Yeah, in my TV world.
In your TV world, yeah. Because in my world, I would be sitting back going, I think Amy's smoking crack. Because I would not have thought that. So, yeah. Sorry, Amy. Smoking crack in my world. What else? We talked about the Joker. We talked about... Oh, and we do see... And even just a dash, like I said, the Riddler. We get to see the Riddler and just... And facial expressions, which is awesome, because when they're reporting to the captain and the Riddler and Tompkins are kind of going tit for tat for evidence information, Riddler's kind of getting a little, he's getting a little, I don't know, a little perturbed, maybe a little rubbed the wrong way when Tompkins is answering questions, which he is the medical examiner. It was good to see Riddler and in this episode.
We didn't get enough Bullock.
I still got a dash of him, though. And when he was on, he was still funny. You know, even though he barely had a couple of lines, his lines, you know, about the circus coming into town and the sex, him and Tompkins. So, I don't know. I was happy. I loved – I have my notes here. I loved the – I definitely – when it comes to the TV show, I definitely love the set of the circus and how they shot it. I don't know how they did it, what they had in the background of Gotham and then the circus. It kind of reminded me of like an American Horror Story kind of thing. Freaks. I don't know if you did you watch that?
I don't watch it, but I know what you're talking about.
So definitely the way it was shot, just the lighting of the episode. I mean, just everything was good. Just, and then the Joker, the kid, whoever founded that kid to be the Joker, kudos. But yeah,
I actually tweeted you his name.
I saw that. What was his name? His name's you tweeted it to me. Let me look here. People were doing this live here. His name is Cameron Monaghan.
There you go.
Is he on Twitter?
Last name. I have no idea.
Let's see if he's on Twitter. He's got to be on Twitter. I think.
But he's going to be in the next episode.
Yes, he is on Twitter, and it's Cameron Monaghan, and his bio says "I act," and I'm going to follow him just because he did a great freaking job. So there it is. So I gave this episode a 10.
What in the world?
This, okay, now people, you're not going to believe this. We were doing our recap show for Sleepy Hollow, and our sweeper just shot off in the middle of the conversation, just like Gotham did.
Just like it did. There's some witchy powers.
There is not. I don't even touch this computer. I have two computers in my office. The one that's recording this podcast, I don't even touch the drops. Oh man, so weird.
Something's going on.
It is. It is something supernatural, like I'm telling you. So I gave this episode a 10. Loved this episode. You gave it a 9. You loved it as well.
I did.
Well, let me ask you a question before we go. Is there a particular reason why it didn't get a 10? Why didn't it rock your socks?
It didn't rock my socks because I love Bullock and Gordon together.
Okay.
I don't want Gordon and a chick together. Like, when they're solving cases, give me my boys.
I got it. But I think it was a cool little addition to have her going around.
Whatever. She just got in the way.
I think you're jealous of their love.
I am very jealous.
Because you really like Gordon. You would sleep with Ben McKenzie, wouldn't you? So let me ask you a question.
That's the first time I ever met something on air like that.
So if you were at San Diego Comic-Con and Ben McKenzie is at the bar chilling and you're hanging out, and then all of a sudden y'all are hanging out doing shots, you and the girls, and the girls like, we're going to bed. And Ben's like, hey, you want to hang out later on and go?
Let's go for a walk.
Go for a walk?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, my feet hurt so bad. I got to take my shoes off and sit in the sand.
Stop. We ain't got to go with the feet.
And then all of a sudden,
no, this is what will happen, though. This is exactly what will happen. So we're going on our walk, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then out of the blue, you hear, yo, and it's Mike behind me. And he's like, yeah, I need your help with the booth or some shit like that.
No, I'd be like, Ben, give it to her. Dude, she'd be, no. Yeah, she needs.
Oh, shut up.
That's
shut
what I'd
up.
Be. I'd be like, high five, Ben.
Nobody wants to hear this.
I'd be tweeting Ben as he's walking behind him. I'd be like, keep going. Give it to her. Gotham City PD. Give it to her.
Okay.
All right, people. I think that's it for the show.
Thank God we don't do this on webcam because right now my face is red. This is why, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
You should see us at Comic-Con together. That's what you guys should see.
Yeah, no, you don't want to see that.
I really missed you this year at Comic-Con. You would have been on the Gotham line thing. That was just...
I don't want to talk about it. We didn't have to do our booth this year, so that's why I wasn't there. But we'll see. We'll see if
Lion Gates, you suck. You need your own booth. Don't go.
Let
them have their own stuff.
I'm not saying anything. We got to send some shout outs to.
I'm not saying this. This is me.
TV Tag Gotham on Twitter. Also, Gotham TV Podcast, Gotham After Show. Of course, our people over at Gotham Addicts. And the Gotham Writers, I think it's Gotham TV Writers on Twitter, I think it is. Shout out to them. Those are kudos. Whoever wrote this this episode was just awesome and directed it. I'm telling you, I really liked the whole thing. It was just the circus and just everything. It's really good. 10. Amy, how can people find you on the internet?
They can follow me on Twitter, and it's AmyVRO.
That's it?
And if you want, you can follow me on Instagram, and it's Amy McCracken. And then we have, obviously, the VRO. And the VRO is on Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, Twitter. We're everywhere.
Coolio. So do that. If you want to check out some of the past shows and everything, you can check out, of course, thevro.com, like Amy said. Or you can check out blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. There you can subscribe on iTunes. The RSS feed is there. Plus upcoming shows, all our archive shows from Gotham to The Walking Dead to Sleepy Hollow to The Originals to The Vampire Diaries to tons of different shows. So
we have a bunch
of different hosts and everybody.
And
does
if you don't have it and you're looking for it, tell us to start doing it.
Yeah, and maybe somebody will do it. Let's see what else. If you want to check me out on the internet, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is me, iwatchmike.com. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and iwatchmike on Facebook, iwatchmike on YouTube, and that is it. Don't forget, if you don't want to go anywhere and you just want to go straight to iTunes, go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and you can subscribe to our podcast there. That way you don't miss a show. It comes right to your device. And then feel free to put a little star, you know, write a little review. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. We love
a nice review.
No, you know what? Hey, we take it. I'll take it. If you don't like me or you think I should do the show without Amy, tell me. I will cry.
I will literally cry. Because I'm staying off those comments. Don't tell me.
I'm going to tell you because that's awesome.
No, I will cry.
It makes you tougher. Okay.
No, it don't. Mm-hmm. It makes me sad.
No, it makes you tougher. It's called tough love. You got to man up.
It makes me sad. It makes me want to drink more moonshine.
Lay off the moonshine. That's it. All right, people. We're done. We'll be back next week because rumor has it we only have – I keep seeing the commercial. The commercial looks – holy crap balls. Next Monday is going to be insane. I see Mini Bruce on the phone calling for help. It's just going to be insane. Apparently there's this – people robbing banks, and he's got a red hood, so I don't know who this red hooded guy is, but he's a bad guy. And then the commercial says there's 5 incredible episodes till the season finale. So basically it looks like we have six episodes left, 5 more than the finale. Tonight felt like a finale in my eyes. So I'm only like, shit, 5 more, and then the big one. so good. Okay, we're out of here. All right. Everybody have a great great weekend, and don't forget and thank you for all the retweets, favorites. I forgot to write everything down, so I know everybody was retweeting and favoriting and following and all that good stuff. Thank you very much for all the Gotham love, and I think that's about it. So, Amy, you have a good one. I have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.